Texte numéro 68. India gambles on building a leading drone industry. Newly qualified drone pilot Udesh Pratim Nath is excited about the opportunities his new skills have opened up for him. Being certified has opened new avenues for me. I've been working with different industries like survey mapping, asset inspection, agriculture and many others, he says. Drones come in all shapes and sizes. The smaller ones typically have three or four rotors and can carry something small, like a camera. The biggest, usually used by the military, look more like aeroplanes and can carry substantial payloads. Mr. Nath, 23, had been designing drones, but decided that being certified to fly them would bring more job satisfaction and financial rewards. He is reaping now the benefits of a big push by the Indian government into the drone industry. In February this year, India banned the import of drones, and the government wants to develop a homegrown industry that can design and assemble drones and make the components that go into their manufacture. Drones can be significant creators of employment and economic growth due to their versatility and ease of use, especially in India's remote areas, says the former secretary at the Ministry of Civil Aviation. Given its traditional strengths in innovation, information technology, frugal engineering, and its huge domestic demand, India has the potential of becoming a global drone hub by 2030, he tells the BBC. Currently, drones do all sorts of jobs in India. Police use them for monitoring the traffic and border. Security forces use them to search for smugglers and traffickers. They are also increasingly common in the farming sector, where they are used to monitor the health of crops and spray them with fertilizer and pesticides. India also lacks the network of firms needed to make all the components that go into making a drone. At the moment, many parts, including batteries, motors, and flight controllers, are imported. But the government is confident an incentive scheme will help boost domestic firms. The components industry will take 2 to 3 years to build, since it traditionally works on low margin and high volumes, says the former secretary at the Ministry of Civil Aviation. Despite those reservations, firms are confident there will be demand for drones and people to fly them. With 5G around the corner, the drone technology will have the platform to unleash its full potential, especially for long-range, high-endurance operations, he says. Drones will always require a pilot or someone remotely controlling and monitoring them. Different drones require different handling, and AI is not yet that advanced. Even if it learns to control itself, we cannot teach the drone to react in every situation, he says. Adapted from bbc.com, November 2022.